nervousness of the day.
Even on a slow night in downtown Iowa City, ID checker Jake Park has a system.
Everyone 21 or older, you give them a wristband. Anyone 18, 19, 20, you just give an X on their hand.
Because at 10, the young ones, many of them freshmen and sophomores at the University of Iowa next door, have to leave.
Plus the cops always stop in around 9:50 anyways and hang out in the back. So everyone's like, oh, time to go.
The fines are steep, $300 for a first offense. For the past 3 years, Iowa City bars have settled into a routine surrounding a city ordinance that bans people under 21 in bars after 10 o'clock. Supporters say it's improved public safety and cut down on underage drinking in public. Others argue it's moved that drinking to nearby house parties. In June, an owner and a manager of two downtown bars that cater to the younger crowd began circulating a petition to repeal the ordinance. They've handed off most of the campaigning to students, including sophomore Michael Kessler.
Bars like Summit with two floors and Union with a capacity of almost 2,000, if they're not filling their bar every night because the underagers have to leave at 10, it makes perfect sense as why they'd be the ones to be the force behind it all.
Kessler spoke at a debate held by the school newspaper and UI student government.
Yes, I don't think it has compromised the safety of community members and students. We go back to this point several times. An 83% increase in disorderly house tickets is not making anything safer. Drinking has simply moved locations.
At the other end of the table sat Iowa City Mayor Matt Hayek. He's been a co-chair of a committee supporting the ordinance since it was challenged in the 2010 election. Hayek says that 3 years ago, Iowa City had become a destination for underage drinkers, and those drinkers were rowdy.
As a city, we were devoting an inordinate amount of resources in terms of police time. These groups who would come in sometimes on buses from not only just Cedar Rapids and the Quad Cities, but around the state and into Illinois to come to Iowa City.
Hayek argues that today the city is safer. 911 calls for fights and assaults in the downtown area have declined in the past few years.
If you compare the 3 years before the ordinance went into effect and the 3 years since, sexual assaults are down 42%. Burglaries are down 19%, fights are down 39%, all based on calls to the police. These are remarkable numbers.
The ordinance affects a very specific group of people, 19 and 20-year-olds, and only bars that aren't a restaurant or music venue. In a college town, that demographic is a bit larger. But for UI freshman Rachel Zuckerman, the vote is about more than a night on the town.
I think that there's a misconception that everyone of the students is voting yes to repeal the ordinance, and I don't think that's the case. I think that something that continues to come up is our reputation as a party school and the effects that that's going to have post-graduation.
If Iowa City votes to repeal the 21 ordinance on Tuesday, the city will have to wait 2 years to reintroduce it. And by then, a lot of the students voting now will have already graduated. In Iowa City, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.